One of the things that God has used for generation after generation is mentorship. Reproducible Christianity, where people received insight, knowledge, the gospel, which is at core, a new life. They became leaders. And then they transferred Christianity generation after generation after generation, long before computers, long before the printing press, often by word of mouth, because those who were being mentored, the ones before us, mentor us, those new Christian leaders then became the mentors of another generation of Christianity. I mean, that is the whole setup of Christianity in many ways in terms of its organizational structure. Everyone is a mentor if you are a Christian leader. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. What I find so interesting there is, just as in fact you are doing. In other words, here's the underlying leadership assumption. Everyone is part of the body. Everyone has gifts. The culture is an encouragement culture. Those who are being reached ultimately reach others. Those who are being trained ultimately train others. Those who are being mentored ultimately mentor others. Powerful culture. So today, I want to encourage you to take responsibility for your role. Treat everyone as an image bearer of God who is worth your time in that moment. People will see an elitist heart. They will sense if you only talk to them if you have a hidden agenda. I learned that God has a plan in every relationship He puts in your life. This is a difficult concept to believe at the core of your heart, your sinews of your brain, your synapses, but it is God's way. It is what Jesus did. He comes to the earth. He picks disciples. He has an attitude of proclaiming the kingdom of God to everyone. And God uses then the disciples to be the mentors of others. In fact, Jesus Christ says, it's good that I become less, and you'll do greater things than me. Take your role in that concept, in that place. The fact is servant, minister, deacon, mentors, ultimately reproduce Christianity. So be that servant leader. If you think Christianity and Christian leadership is about being a title, an authority leader, if that's just what it is, you're in the wrong place. 2 Timothy 2 verse 23, do not have anything to do with foolish or stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. What we see here is the attitudes of servants. Create stages for others. Mentors create stages for others to do well. Jesus himself said to his disciples, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. People sense if you have their best interest in mind or your own. Have an attitude of recruitment. Recruit everyone. But when you find leaders, train them well. Leaders are the key to building anything sustainable. If you want to build a movement, look for leaders and give them the encouragement they need to succeed. I love how Jesus had that attitude of recruitment. And even times when things didn't work out, I'll give you an example. The rich young ruler. Jesus is walking along in his ministry, and he comes upon a rich young ruler. They have a beautiful conversation, very positive. The rich young ruler is impressed by Jesus, and he talks to him in such a warm and friendly way, and Jesus has an attitude of recruitment. But the rich young ruler chooses not to follow because he could not sell everything he has and then follow Jesus. I believe that's so much the walk of Christianity, the walk of Christian leadership. In a moment, we're present and we see, God, do you have that person in mind? Now, I would not be surprised someday when we get to heaven that the rich young ruler thought about that encounter, and maybe he became a Christian, and he gave his heart to the Lord, and he gave his wealth. I don't know. I mean, I like to think that, and you can make your own decision about that or your own speculation. But I loved how Jesus had that attitude of recruitment, that recruit everyone. But when you find a leader, then train them, mentor them. Get them over to Christian Leaders Institute to get studying. It is an incredible thing to look for those reproducible touch points, to see someone's role in creating reproducible knowledge, habits, and sharing. It's not just your role. It's to see that this could be a potential leader that could help others. Mentors need knowledge of what Christianity actually is about. Your training at CLI is great training for being a mentor as well. Just think about this. Everything you're doing here at Christian Leaders Institute will help you improve to be a reproducible leader, a reproducible mentor, will then help you reach others to be reproducible leaders, reproducible mentors. Generations after generations of Christianity began this way and started this way. So now it is your role in the process. So then what happens is you become one who recognizes growth. When someone does well, say so. Be real about this. Again, no just unnecessary flattery. Do not err on the stingy side of encouragement. Philippians 3, verse 17, join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. You are just not being mentored, but you are a mentor who sees potential in others. At Christian Leaders Institute, we are trying to allow leaders and potential leaders to get their ministry training, to get their Christian leaders education, to become Christian leaders in their calling at little cost so that everyone who is called gets an opportunity. We all have a part in this. Does someone come to your mind right now who needs free education, free Christian education, free ministry training? Maybe a young person, maybe a grandchild, maybe a neighbor. And you see their potential. And, you know, what's holding them back, you maybe notice some things. You know, maybe they're already in debt. You know, maybe their life situation is of such that they never had an opportunity to get ministry training. As you grow here, maybe you don't trust us yet because you're in the getting started class. What we've noticed is that people who graduate here at Christian Leaders Institute tell others. You know, we did these and have done graduate meetings here and there and touch point places throughout the world. And it's fascinating that people who started Christian Leaders Institute did not even believe it was real. And then they got into it and they got a mentor and then they became mentors. So we've been doing these meetings. And at first, when we did meetings, I would ask, you know, how did you find out about Christian Leaders Institute? And people would say, oh, on the internet. And they would, you know, say they found it, but at first they did not believe it to be true. then over time, they got so many classes and got ministry opportunities and different certificates and diplomas and credentials and awards and became ordained. And now people all over the world know it's true. And now they're mentors and recruit others. Now, I want to get to my point. So in the past, when we would go there, people would be saying that they came through internet. Today, when I go to a meeting, there's a large number of people who are at the meetings that we have held that recently have been led to Christian Leaders Institute by a mentor who was trained at Christian Leaders Institute. So it's a fascinating thing of how the Christian Leaders Institute graduates, these Christian leaders, have become mentors and are now recruiting because they see the potential in people in their lives. Now, I want to introduce one more concept to you before we close, and that is the concept of the life coach minister. At Christian Leaders Institute, we not only have credentials of ministry training, Christian leaders training, business administration, other things like that, but we now have launched in the past, just in the last 2019, now 2020, we're developing. And whenever you hear this, these are opportunities for you to become involved in the Certified Ordained Life Coach Minister. Now, we have an ordination program already. You can become a minister at Christian Leaders Institute. And it's a process where you are recommended, your ordination is posted. Then we have a life coach certification process with requirements and classes. And then we have some specialized courses where you can become a life coach in specialized area. You can do this as a volunteer. You can receive part-time income or even do this for a career. Now, the point of this is here we have an opportunity to take mentorship into a formal setting where then people see, you know, you really love the role of helping others. A life coach is someone like that. They're not thinking about just, oh, you know, I am the implementer of ministry, which, again, is absolutely wonderful, but I help others, and I am studying the science of helping others, the life coach classes. I want to connect to people and let them know I take this seriously. So at Christian Leaders Institute, not only is everyone called to find mentors, and everyone informally is a mentor, but now, if that's your calling, you can proceed with a life coach ordained even, life coach certification program. So I don't know where your particular journey is, but I am so excited that God has a plan in your life and that God will lead you to become mentored and to mentor others, and who knows, maybe even this is your calling to be a formal life coach minister who's raising up more people, who's helping people take their next step in a walk with God, a successful life on this earth where Jesus Christ is glorified. So whatever your particular calling is, may God bless you in your work.